In the old days, people drove over a rickety wooden plank bridge to get to Pleasure Beach. The bridge caught fire a couple of decades ago, so now the only way across is by water taxi. Jorge Garcia is on one of two newly designated Pleasure Beach water taxis.
Father's Day in 1996, my son was a year old. It was like a Father's Day get-together. We're across the water in Seaside Park at the anchor, and we're looking across, and I see a plume of smoke. And then we realized that it was Pleasure Beach's bridge, and then everyone just started crowding the shoreline at Seaside Park, sort of in awe.
Garcia is now Bridgeport's director of facilities. He's one of the city officials overseeing the $8 million renovation project. One of Garcia's tasks was to make sure to preserve endangered wildlife species, like the least tern and the piping plovers, that have found a home on the abandoned peninsula. Signs and fencing have been put up to keep people away from the birds. For people, there's a paved walkway which stretches roughly a half mile from the water taxi depot to the newly built boardwalk. There's also a renovated beach pavilion. Garcia says being part of the rebuilding process has brought back memories of when he was a child.
The bridge had that, the sound as you drove over, that click-clack sound. It was just part of the aura of Pleasure Beach, and it's just great to be back out here.
The city hopes to add nature trails and a playscape for kids. Therese Ellis Gray, WSHU News.